The lawsuit settlement hinged mainly on funds associated with the district's two-part 2003 referendum, according to Christina School District Chief Financial Officer Robert Silber. That year, voters authorized a 10-cent tax increase to help district students, but the funding was restricted for use in four specific areas: full-day kindergarten for academically at-risk students, expansion of programs for gifted students, services for alternative programs, and technology replacement. The revenue Christina received through that 10-cent tax increase amounted to around $5.5 million that year, revenue that Silber says DOE authorized as an exclusion from the cost per student figure used to determine how much money flows from the district to charters serving its students.
And the problem with allowing those dollars to be included is that once it goes to the charter school through this formula, it goes to a charter school as an unrestricted money.
Those restricted funds weren't shared with the charter schools in fiscal year 14, 15, or 16, but the longstanding funding dispute resurfaced when the State Department of Education began discussing changes in funding protocols earlier this year. That discussion ultimately led to over two dozen charters to file a lawsuit against Christina and the Department of Education. As part of a settlement agreement approved Monday by all parties, money from the 2003 referendum still won't be used to determine the cost per student figure going forward. Instead, it will be divided among charters according to the number of students attending their schools and still must be used for the four different funding areas presented to taxpayers in 2003. Silber says it's DOE's responsibility to follow up with the schools to make sure they use those funds properly. Kendall Massett with the Delaware Charter Schools Network so she doesn't see that being an issue, citing at least one example of where the money could land.
You know, we have had kindergartens in charter schools since 1997.
Massett adds that depending on the school, funds could find their way to other programs or tech replacement consistent with the 2003 referendum. In exchange, the charters agreed to withhold all claims on additional funding for the past three school years. The total figure the charters will receive has yet to be determined. Silber says they're still finalizing a count on the number of district students attending charters, which he says is a lengthy process.
We have to go through every one of those addresses for students and either object or accept that the information is correct. I've seen circumstances where a charter school will say in error that a student that lives in Smyrna belongs to the Christina School District. They made a mistake. But we have to capture that, and we have to get it corrected so that Smyrna gets billed for that student, not Christina.
Ultimately, Silber expects the figure to be in the $1.5 million ballpark. He doesn't think the payout will have a big impact on its district students, at least not this year. He says because last year's referendum was successful, programs won't be cut this year. But he's not sure how it will impact district students down the road, with the settlement agreement opening up a window for a larger discussion around school funding. The DOE has agreed to release a memorandum by January 15th of next year explaining its protocol for district and charter funding issues going forward. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media,